How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help the over 40 crowd fight the aging process without giving up their social life. In this episode, it's actually part three of an interview I did with martial arts expert Sifu Rafael Gomez. And in this episode, we go into, you know, doing martial arts for the over 40 crowd. What are the benefits? What are the cons? And which style should you pick? So if you're interested, stick around.
Sifu Rafael, we wanted to pick your brain about just martial arts more specifically. I know you do kung fu, kickboxing, boxing. What are some of the traits of each one that you think kind of go with it? And also, how can it help people who are a little bit older? My audience is mostly over 40. And besides kids growing up with it, it's great, you know, learning respect and responsibility and a little bit of fighting skills to help protect themselves. But what about the older crowd? Like, that's kind of where I wanted to pick your brain on.
Well, just we're doing this podcast, and I don't know if it's going to be live or what you do with it, but I'm sure it's going to be amazing. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. How old do you think I'm going to be?
I would say 54.
Add 4 more years.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to be 58 tomorrow.
Man.
So, but I can... For the most part, I can outmaneuver most 20-year-olds. Why? Because my whole life has been about movement. So when I start teaching people, I've had people come to me in their 50s and say, I've always wanted to do it, and life got in the way. I got married young. I had kids. Then I had to take care of them, but they're now out of the house. Now I'm looking for me. I'm looking for something to do for myself. What is it that they're looking for? That's the ingredient that we need to look for. Why do you want to take martial arts? Excuse me. Is it because you want to be able to have the confidence of going anywhere and taking care of yourself? Awesome. Is it because maybe you realize you look down and you go, who put that there? Who put this big waist around my waist? I remember when I was in my 20s, I didn't have it. And a lot of people also come because, believe it or not, I may be 53, but I realize I'm not disciplined. So I want to learn discipline. So it's never too late to learn something. The first thing you have to do, I said it earlier, is what? Start. It's scary. Walking into a martial arts school is scary. Because you see people, and it depends on the martial arts school. A lot of people will walk into a martial arts school and there's 1,000 bows you have to do. And then you can't talk, can't do anything. And then, you know, somebody comes and beats you up. I don't recommend that school. That's not the school for you. If you've never done martial arts, you're even if you're 35, you're 40, 45, 58, 65. I've had people come at 65. I've always wanted to do this. Great. Let's find out, first of all, do you have any ailments, something that's going to prevent you from doing certain moves? Do you have a bad back, bad hip, you know, shoulder problems? What is it? So we have to assess you that way first. Then we realize, what is it that you're looking for? Are you looking to learn art? Because maybe you're not worried about defending your life because maybe you've never had that situation. Now, let's hope nobody ever does, right? But this is the world we live in, and sometimes we're faced that way. So where do we go from there? What are you looking for? And then you need to find the right school that's going to help you set you up for success. A lot of places, they'll say, well, I got to break you down to make you. No, not at this age. We don't want to break you down. We want to show you the fast steps, the express elevator, right, to the top. Mm-hmm. We don't want to stop every little stop and have 50 people get on. And then you're like, oh, bogged down. Now, wait a minute. Somebody pressed the wrong button. Now we got to go back down. Somebody forgot to press the third floor. So we have to think about, what do we want if we want to start martial arts at a later age? I started when I was 10. And I wish I would have started when I was 5 or sooner.
Yeah.
Look, it's never too late. I have people who come to me and say, I did it when I was a kid and things got in the way. I didn't like it. Maybe they had a bad experience. But now they brought their kids to me and they go, you know, I like what you're doing with my kid. Do you have adult classes? Can I take those? The other thing is, as an adult, you don't want to be in with kids. You don't. You really don't. You don't want to be taking a class with a 10-year-old. That's the worst thing you can do for yourself. If you ever walk into a martial arts school, you have to ask the question, will I be with kids? If they say, yeah, you know, oh, thank you. Have a great day. Happy to meet you. Go to another school. Find a school. That's the question for an adult that you should ask. Will I be with kids? Because are you going to spar with a kid? Are you going to have a kid throw you? Are you? No. Right?
Not at your full potential. That's for sure.
No, not at all. Don't get me wrong. There's great. I have great kids who are martial artists. They're amazing. But I wouldn't want to pair them up with a 35-year-old or a 44-year-old. It doesn't make sense. So there's a lot of people who teach martial arts, but primarily to children.
Yeah.
And then they'll go, oh, an adult wants to do it. Yeah, come in class. What class are you going into? A kid's class. Not for you. Not for you. There's plenty of schools out there who do teach adults. If you're close to my school, come down. If you're not close to my school, do your research. Yep. You also want somebody who's going to help you be the best you can be. If you see they have an ego, man, that is the wrong school for you. I always tell anybody who I meet, I said, if you ever see my ego, do me a favor and punch it in the face. Because I don't want to ever show up anywhere with an ego. No?
Yeah. For myself, listening to you talk about like what was the reason you got into martial arts. And for me, like 5 years ago, I started getting into Jeet Kune Do because one of our trainers actually did that. And my intentions was more of, I've just been in this personal training world and bodybuilding and that kind of stuff. It's just so linear and so boring. I just want to, you know, just to be able to spar and learn different things and move. You know, it wasn't even with the intention of being able to protect myself. It's great to learn some cool stuff. But just to have a different art and different philosophy and be able to move in different ways. And it just was a great time. I did it for about 4 years. So.
Sounds like you need to get back.
I do need to get back, but that's part of my problem was I had some back problems and, you know, went through my process of some surgeries later on, all that kind of stuff. And I've rebuilt my body back up and feeling great again. And I'm going to probably reach out and get something going again.
Yeah. Well, you know, like you just talked about back. You can look at certain martial arts that will actually help strengthen you, whether you've had hip replacement, back problems, shoulder problems. For example, if you have back problems, you don't want to get thrown. You don't want to be throwing. You don't want to be rolling.
Yeah. Right?
But there are things you can do. You can do Tai Chi. You can do internal arts like Qigong. I teach Qigong, I teach Tai Chi, I teach the internal arts, Heigong, Neigong. So those are more where you're breathing, but you are moving. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people are holding postures and some holding a posture for a little bit is going to help you, like imagine yoga, right? So why not maybe forget martial arts? And here's a martial artist telling you not to do martial arts. I'm telling you to do what makes sense for you, for the longevity of your life.
Yeah.
Everything we do every day should be goal-oriented. How long do I want to live? If I had to say, how long do I want to live for? And what will be my last day like? Will I live with regrets? Or will I say, man, looking back, I wouldn't change a thing.
Yep. That's what I want too.
That's how I'm living.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll check that out.
You have to.
Well, cool. We'll see. Cool, Raphael. Just like to thank you for coming on my show. And also, if any of my audience kind of resonates with you, I'm not sure how much of all the stuff we were talking about that you can actually do online, but obviously if they're local, come check you out. But what's the best place to get a hold of you? Website, social media?
Sure. If you look up Sifu Rafael on Facebook, it's Sifu Rafael G, and also on LinkedIn. But I'd love to send everybody to my event, to Heroes Rising Apex. So Heroes Rising Apex, APEX.com. They can check it out. We're having an amazing event. Come train with me. Come train with me and be inspired by people all over the world. And I'm hoping that you, my friend, will join us as
well. Awesome. And what was, once again, what was the date on that one?
That's July 3rd, actually July 14th through the 16th, Long Island, New York.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'll put all the audience, those, I'll put all those social media handles, your event and websites all in my show notes. So I can just click on it. And I might have to publish this episode a little faster to give you more time to get people to prep for that month. So,
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Once again, thank you so much for coming on my show. And just, you know, it's just awesome getting other people in the health and wellness and martial arts and just all the experience you bring to the table. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend. It's really a pleasure and an honor, and I'm so happy we're connected.
Thank you for listening. And I just wanted to put out there, if anyone has any questions about dieting, working out, supplements, fasting, you know, I can go on and on with all the different topics on this show. Please check out my show notes for my email or check out my website contact page. And let me know what your question is, and I'll do a whole episode about it. One of the funnest parts of training clients is, you know, everyone's different, has different issues. There's always that one thing that kind of catches me off guard, and I might actually have to do a little research for it, but I love playing that personal trainer detective. So please reach out if you have something, and thanks for listening.